Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, what's going on with, I know there's been discussion about the needs of a child care facility in Audubon, so let's find out some background about it and what's happening.
Yes, well, thank you very much for having me. This started about a year and a half ago, some discussions with employers and families, as well as some child care resource and referral folks, discussing the fact that we don't have enough available child care slots in Audubon County. From ages 0 to 5, we're roughly 20% short on available slots. And that means that those kids, their parents are either working part-time or full-time, and they don't have anywhere to go. So after about a year and a half of meeting, we formed what we call the Audubon County Early Childhood Organization. And this supports not only the formation of a nonprofit daycare center, but also our in-home providers in Audubon County. And right now, our goal is to form and open a licensed nonprofit daycare center. Currently, our plans are for a 45 slot. We call them slots because that could be more than 45 kids if they're part-time, or it would be 45 full-time kids at a vacant wing at the Friendship Home located in Audubon. So we're going to use an existing facility, which is very exciting. And hopefully get this opened sometime in 2015.
Okay, 2015's coming, and so obviously, though, you've been working on it for quite a while. Now, you mentioned that the current care that's available is with homes that are offering that care. Is that correct?
Yes.
In the personal homes.
Mm-hmm. But and this would not, put any of those folks out of business. We are very, very supportive of our in-home providers. And honestly, we need those in-home providers just as much as we need this center. This is an opportunity to provide families another option. Mm-hmm. And also, when those in-home providers start to retire or take a sick day or, you know, maternity leave, then there's another option in this community for these kids mm-hmm. to go.
Great to have options for parents to choose from. What have you talked about what the hours might be?
Yeah, our proposed hours would be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that'd be all week, which is also nice because with in-home providers, sometimes if a child gets sick or something, they have to close their doors. This is something that regardless of whether or not one of our employees gets sick, it will still be open.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that covers most of the needs for working folks.
And did you say all week? Are you including Saturday and Sunday?
No, it would be Monday to Friday.
Monday through Friday. So we're talking mostly folks who have those kind of working hours Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the employers, or where do you expect to draw from? Where have you found this need exists, you know, with what parents that work where?
Sure. Well, you know, it's countywide. The information we got was based on the last census, and it is countywide. And we've been going and meeting with local businesses currently, and it's amazing the overwhelming support that we've gotten from employers that say, yes, I see that my employee has struggled for the last year to find daycare, or I have a family that works for me that's unsure about whether or not they want to get pregnant again because they don't have care for an infant. So, you know, we've been hitting some of our local businesses, and the message is always the same. They see it with their families. It doesn't only affect families with small children, it does infect the employers that are hiring those folks.
You bet, because I'm sure occasionally they have people who can't come to work because those folks don't have child care somewhere, and it's sort of an emergency mm-hmm. kind of thing, and so, yeah, it can affect them in many different ways. And I think, I'm not sure in your research if this has shown this, but it seems like when I've heard about daycare facilities that it also may draw new people to town knowing that there is such a facility.
Yes, absolutely. Licensed daycare centers are seen as a very important economic tool. When employers come to town or when employers are trying to recruit young families back to a community like Audubon and Exira and the communities within Audubon County, it's important that those young families have the security of knowing they'll have reliable daycare for their kids. And like I said, we do have great in-home providers, but we just don't have enough. So yes, it's absolutely seen as a very important economic tool to to recruiting not only business but also young families to come back.
Let's talk a little more about your possible location. This sounds like a great opportunity to have this at the care center.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're not the only people that have done something like this. There are other daycare centers that are located in within care centers, nursing homes, throughout Iowa as well as throughout other states. The reason this is such a great opportunity for us is because licensed daycare centers obviously have very strict regulations regarding the fire code, handicapped access, things that most of the existing buildings in Audubon that were available, we would not be able to meet those standards. So we were looking at having to build a new building. Well, when this the vacancy at the Friendship Home came available, you know, they saw it as a win-win. It's serving the community, and that's what the Friendship Home wants to do as well. Mm-hmm. So we have an opportunity to, you know, serve our young folks and use an existing facility that's already in really good shape. So we do have to do some renovations, very minor, but create the classrooms, et cetera, and then that all has to be approved by the state fire marshal before we can go forward. So we are very excited about using and partnering with Friendship Home. We will have a separate entrance. So if there was a time where we're worried about illness, you know, crossing, you know, the flu season, everybody worries about flu season, we'll have separate entrances, and we'll definitely keep the kids and the older folks segregated. But then there's a great opportunity for in the spring, you know, have a picnic with the older folks or take the kids over to sing songs, or those interactions are really priceless.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, if in your looking around the state, if that is a part of the plus, that those that you've seen have planned those kind of interactions.
Yes, and they've all had, you know, overwhelmingly positive experiences.
Yes.
when the kids get to interact with older folks, for both the younger
yes.
ones and the older ones.
Again, another win-win situation.
Yes. Absolutely.
I know a lot of the older folks do miss having young folks around, and you know, a lot of those little kids don't have grandparents or older, maybe great-grandparents around. So, yeah, I see that, too, as a really win-win for everybody. So, and what ages are you planning for children?
Currently, this would be preschool and below, so the younger kids, the 0-5 group.
Okay.
And we see that as a really, really high need area, mm-hmm. especially with infants and whatnot, because they take such a higher adult to child ratio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the future, Audubon also doesn't have an after school or before school program. You know, that's something that we've discussed looking into as well. But currently, our plans are just for that 0-5 mm-hmm. age group.
What's your estimate on the number of people that you would need to employ?
Right now, our thought is we would employ roughly 7 full-time employees. Now, that could be more if we employed some part-time folks.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the creation of at least 7 jobs.
Because, mm-hmm. as you said, if you're taking in those infants, one person doesn't take care of very many infants.
So no, the ratio is 1-4 when it's an infant. And so that would be, you know, for every 4 infants, you have to have 1 adult.
Mm-hmm.
For every 5
mm-hmm.
infants, you have to have 2 adults. You have mm-hmm. to maintain that 1-4 ratio regardless of how many are there.
Obviously, Kate, you all have done a great deal of study in terms of all these rules and regulations. This isn't something you just say, oh, well, this would be a nice thing to do. You have to spend lots of time on this background information.
Yes, this has been, like I said, these conversations started 1.5 years ago, researching locations, researching options. You know, following up with folks like New Opportunities in the Iowa Child Care Research and Referral Group, visiting other daycare centers in the state. And, you know, Audubon is the only county in the region without a licensed daycare center.
Oh.
So it is something that's, you know, definitely a need. But we have taken our time, and now we're at the point where we're, you know, out there, we're getting our message out, and we're starting this fundraising because we know that this is something that our county needs, and it will be nothing but an amazing asset.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking your fundraising is going to go well because you have done all this study, and as you say, it's an obvious need and an obvious plus for everybody concerned. So best wishes to you. If you want to tell us a little later what's happening, we'd be glad to visit with you again, Kate Hargens, and we thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Until next time, here's the thought. To live remains an art which everyone must learn, and which no one can teach.